If we could do Valakrish Manjali, that would be...
Valakrish Manjali. Have you read the translations?
Yes.
Of the slokas?
The last one we did, I think, was 45.
45. Any question? Surjamani nirmita vedide madde muktan nibhavat yali kulai bataya argham. Argham samarpayitum utkar dhiyastava arat sajjani king sumukhi dashyati dashike. I told this?
Yes.
Then this has been done? Okay. Then 36 or anything remains. What I have told. Remember me? What else?
I remember you telling how Krishna became the Purohit for the Surya Puja and was speaking verses that had two meanings.
Vitra.
Radharani went early in the morning.
She is praying that when you will go to worship sun, I want to be with you, having all the puja samagri, material of worship with me, and go with you. And I will stop there. Brijapur, next week. This is clear. Now we go further. You understand all these things? Brijapur pati ragya agya mishtamannam bau vidham pati jatnat svein pakkam varoru sabatyanya sakhinam मद्विधानांचहस्तैर मधुमथन निमित्तं किं त्वया सन्निधाप्यम्. Bara Uru, Baroru. In first line end, Baroru.
Baroru.
He is Sambodhan. Sambodhan means calling Srimati Radhika as Baroru.
Beautiful thighs.
Thigh. This is one word. But here the meaning is also another. Bara Uru. To cook, the art of cook. Srimati knows this art so well than any of this world, Vaikunth world and Braj world. Guru means so much efficient in that art.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
What art?
She is the best cook of any person.
Yeah. Also in Braja. She cooks so fine. Vara, Shrestha. Shrestha means
best
qualified. Uru means aur bhi adhik. Aur bhi adhik means mahati in Sanskrit word.
Great.
Mahan.
The greatest.
Greatest. And Pujya, Pujya means in this art, she is Pujya. Pujya means
worshipable.
Worshipable by others. Brajapurapati Aragya. Yashoda is Brajapati. Pura Ragya. Yashoda is queen of Nanda Maharaj. Brajapati Nanda Maharaj. Ragya means queen. Agya. She has order by the Agya of Yashoda Devi. Pati Jatnat. Great carefully. She, in the evening, after Surya Puja, Radhika has returned with his sakhis, companions, to Javatgram. And he has done Sun Puja. And Batu, when Krishna has returned to his Goshtha. Goshtha means he has
assembly.
And Radhika now has come to his Javat village. When they were meeting, Krishna doing Surya Puja. All Sakhi are so much cheerful to see that Radhika is so cheerful. But now they are seeing that Radhika is not cheerful. She is so unhappy. She is feeling so separation for Krishna. These sakhis are Radha Prati Adhik Snehadhika. Understand?
Partial to Srimati Radharani.
So they are sakhis. Srimati Tulasi or Prati Manjari is sakhi. Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi. So, when they were, Srimati Radhika was so unhappy, feeling so much separation. At the same time, one Sakhi came. Sakhi's name Namta. which I will see.
Chandan Kala. Chandan Kala.
So any sakhi can come Yashoda Devi, Chandan Kala or any sakhi. Yashoda ordered her that go to Javat and tell Srimati to send some sweetmeats and other things for night. Or Krishna, when returns from cow grazing, up to that Srimati Radhika was feeling so much separation. But when she heard the order of Srimati Yashoda Devi, he was in working order. What? She became so much happy. Here you know the history. I have told perhaps that Durvasa has given any birth to Srimati Radhika. Birth?
Blessing.
Blessing. Blessing to Radhika. That what you will cook will be very, very tasteful and so much giving power, powerful. Those who will take it will be so much powerful and so much lucky and defeat all demons. He will not be any time dukhi,
unhappy.
And he will be always so beautiful. No rogue,
disease
can attack you in that person. So, Yashoda is, once that anyhow Srimati Radhika should come to our house and cook all these things for Krishna. Because Krishna was going lean and thin. I pulled all these things for her. So, Yashoda sent so many things, ornaments and blouses and everything, clothing, Radhika, through her mother-in-law, Jatila. Also, Jatila has some fear for Purnimasi, telling that Purnima has told that if you will not send your
daughter-in-law
to Nanda Bhavan, all cows will be dying. And all happiness and all wealth, everything go away. So you should send and obey Yashoda. So with Kundalata and Lalita Vishakha, Tulsi is also following Srimati Radhika to Nanda Bhavan. But it is in morning time, Purvanha Leela, after Pratah Kalin Leela. Purvanha Leela comes from 9 to about 12 in this. And when Krishna takes Mahaprasadam at Nanda Bhavan, just
all sakhis are there. After that, Krishna goes to in Purbandha Lila for cow grazing. And Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, all are following Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna satisfied his father and mother, and they are returning. And at the same time, Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha all worship Krishna with their eyes. After that, Krishna goes away, and Sakhi and all with all Sakhis, she comes to Javat. And they go to Surya Puja. After that, in the evening, this he is telling that Yashoda has given order. She was feeling so separation. So she is telling that, "Oh Devi, may I serve you when Yashoda has ordered to send mishtanna,
sweets
and all other things. Then I will burn so many chullis,
stove
is another thing, by clay.
Yeah.
By clay we do chulhi. So I will make so many chullis like a stove, and I will give fire in them, thousands of chullis. All Sakhi are preparing with Radhika. Srimati Radhika is in middle. The Radhika, when she was at Javat, she was so feeling separation that her heart and body, everything was firing without fire there. Sweats were coming and she was so hot, her body was so hot that Tulsi Maharaj is telling that in Govinda Lilamritam or all other books, that they are giving so very good lotus flowers as a bed, and upper part of Radhika body with chandan. So many things are giving to make cool the body of Srimati Radhika, but yet not coming down the heat of Srimati Radhika body. But when Radhika went to her pakshala,
kitchen room,
she has taken off all her
ornaments
and all the dresses. Very fine white dress she has taken. No, like this, Hugot. Because there was no anyone, only Sakhis are there. So very light dress she has taken. No ornament. At that time, that Sakhi Tulasi is telling that when you are without ornament here, any time Padmashri is Aradhika. And she thinks that, oh, without ornament and without any costly dresses, she looks so beautiful, more than Chandravali. So here Tulsi is telling that what is the use of taking ornaments, giving ornaments to Srimati Radhika, and well dress, no use. But without dress and without ornaments, she looks so beautiful. And at that time, we see that you are so happy at the time of cooking. No well, no well, nothing. Well means?
You said no sweat?
No, no, bhungar. Bhungar. In Western there is no word perhaps.
They said
B-A-I-L-L. So, see, cooking and doing work on so many stoves at a time, like when a pot maker do like this, you have seen? And she is moving so fastly to all stoves and cooking all these things at the same time. And here, see, her body is so cool. He tells that, I wonder, in separation at your home Javad, your body becomes so hot, but now we see that being
in the
midst of all the fire, you seem so cool. Why so? I wanted to serve you with pankha or chamar, fan and chamar. But I think no needed earth. No sweat earth here at this time. I wonder. So, sabata nija sakhinang madvidhanancha hastai madhumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptam. At that time you will order me, bring water, bring atta,
flour,
sugar, milk, ghee, and all these things. And I will give, you will order that, give this in pot where oil is so hot, boiling, and I will give something. And what you order, I will do. So madvidhanancha hastai madhumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptyam. And you will make ready so sweet and all things, and order me also to help you. So will this fate will come for me to do help and seva of you?
This is in Javad or in
Javad.
Yeah.
In evening.
Yeah.
Evening Srimati Radhika does not come. In morning, about 9 she goes there. Meet afterward. Now all will come and this translation will do, but some slokas are to be so much explanation, but not so. Nitanna man madvidh lalat tate lalatam prityapradaya mudita prajaraja raggi premna prasu eva bhavat kusalasya prichyat bhabbe vidhasyati kada mai pavakatva. At that time when he made ready all these things, in the last sloka, she is praying Srimati Radhika, then all sweets are ready, then will you order me to carry it to Yashoda Devi for Krishna? Now here, by the order, Radhika gives orders to Tulsi Manjari, who is so much dear to Srimati Radhika. He can order also Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari and all other Manjaris. But she is praying that, will you order me? Then Radhika becomes so pleased and telling Tulsi Manjari, you are so much dear to me. I think you, Rup Manjari, Long Manjari and all the Manjaris are so much dear to me. And I think I cannot go there now. If you will go and give it to Yashodama and before you, mane tumhare samaksh, before you, if Yashoda gives all these things to Krishna and Krishna takes all these things, I think that in what manner I will give all these things to Krishna, I think you will give it in more pleasant way to Krishna. What?
She's saying that if the Gopi Manjaris do it, it will be even better than if she did it.
She gives. I think that you are my pratinidhi, you are my shadow, representative. So, if you are present there and in presence Krishna takes and you serve Krishna at that time by fanning and doing so much loving activities to Krishna, I see that I am doing it myself. You are myself of my. So I think it will be so better. So I am sending you and you should go to Yashodama and tell them that your daughter Radhika has sent all these things. So Nitanna Mad Vidha Lalat Tate Lalatam, when Srimati Radhika orders this Manjari, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, in a golden pot, he gives Yeah, laddu.
Manohar.
Manohar laddu. Amrit keli. Ras malai. And so many things.
Malpua.
You can prepare. Try to prepare all these things.
He will teach
you. You know Ras Malai? You have seen? Rasabada, so many things she had prepared and gives in different pots and keeps in a very big golden pot and covers in very white cloth. Then Manjari takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all sakhis with her. But many is there, Tulsi Manjari. If Rup Manjari was there, Rup Manjari will be head of the party. So here is the Tulsi Manjari is the head of the party. She has taken on her head and all are carrying. They went to Nanda Bhavan. When they reached Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Ma was watching, waiting that when they will come. She comes in and goes out.
Inside and outside.
She saw that they are coming, so she became so glad, Yashoda Ma. She took Tulsi. She saw Tulsi, and Tulsi at once seeing Yashoda Ma, put up his pot and give it to a very good place where she should keep it, and then give her
forehead
on the feet of Yashoda. She was going to give like this, doing so. But in the midway, Yashoda came and caught her in her arms to that Tulsi Manjari, as if she was Radhika, because she loved her no less than Krishna. So at that time, she will put me in her arms and give my on my forehead her forehead. Understand? This is a sign of
affection,
love. And putting arms on my back, and as if I am daughter of Shiva loving me. Pratyapadaya mudita braja raja ragi. Because Yashoda Ma is knowing this dasi, me, myself, Tulsi Manjari, a dasi of Srimati Radhika. I am telling here Radhika, dasi, dasi, but there is no dasi shabd word there in that sphere. Beti or and a daughter and other words are there. Then doing so, Yashoda Devi will ask Premna Prasuriva. Prasuriva means in lovely manner, as if I am her daughter. Prasu. Prasu means A mother who gives birth to a child. This is Prasu. So I am a child of Mother Yashoda. So she is asking me, will she ask me, Bhavatah Kusalasya Prichyat? Oh, how is my daughter, loving daughter Radhika? She'll ask to me. And I will, with same, with Mandamuskan,
smiling face,
I will tell that she is all right, okay.
Bhavye vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva.
So, at that time Yashoda will love me very affectionately at that time. She is telling here that Vatta Yashodama, Krishna himself tells that if he knows that she is a dasi of Radhika or a dasi of Lalita or Visakha, Krishna gives his all mercy to bestows to that dasi. So to be a dasi of Radhika is very highest thing in this upasana. Even it is so lovely than being the sakhi of dasika, of Radhika. So I want to be a dasika of Dasi of Srimati Radhika, and I want to serve in all respect.
Narottam Thakur is doing some prarthana here. Hari Hari Hena Dasa Hena Din Haibe Amar Duho Anga Parashiva Duho Anga Nirakhiva Sevan Kariva Duhaka.
Narottam Thakur is doing prayer to Srimati Radhika or Krishna both, that when my fate will be so and when I will have a day that I will serve Radha and Krishna both, but I am dasi of Srimati Radhika, yet by the order of Radhika I am serving both Krishna also. So when I will do sparsha, then I will sparsha,
touch
both feet or anything.
And duho anga nirakhiva,
and I will see with affection both Radha and Krishna.
Sevan kariba duhakar,
and I will serve both Radha and Krishna. When they are in state, they will order, O Dasi, come here. O Tulasi, O Rupmanjari, O all Mandir, come on. My states are going on. You should do pankha. And after that, when sets will go, they will order me that bring a glass of very good water for us. They will order. And I will carry that water to them. After that, they will order me to bring a tambul vitika. I will give
in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Radhika will supply in the mouth of Krishna. Lalita Vishakha Sangi Semana Kariva Range. Radhika and Vishakha are serving to Radha and Krishna. And in their anugatya,
guidance.
In their guidance, I will serve both, not as a master, but always in the guidance of Lalitar Gaur, Srimati. Srimati ka kya hota hai?
Jyoti.
Radha Yutheshwari. And Lalita is under the youth of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakhar Gaur. And in Vishakha, there are so many divisions. Rup Manjari is the head of all divisions. And in the divisions, our Gurudev, Guru Rupi Sakha is there. Guru Sakhi is there. In her guidance, I will serve both Radha and Krishna. So not swatantra,
independent
service is there, but always in the guidance of Sakhi, all Sevajat. Lalita Vishakha Sange Sevan Kari Barange Malagathi Dibanana Phule Kanak Samput Bhari Tambul Karpur Bhari Yogaiva Adhar Yugale. At that time, by the order of Sakis, I make a garland, very beautiful garland, and I will give it to Guru Sakhi, and Guru Sakhi will give to Rup Manjari, and she will give to Lalita Vishakha, and they will give in the hands of Radhika. Radhika will give it to Krishna. Then Radhika will ask Rup Manjari or Lalita Vishakha, who has made this garland so beautiful? Then I will be so much pleased to hear. Then Rup Manjari will tell that this new Sakhi has done it. She is very intelligent and does good services. Rup Manjari has given siksha,
training
to this new Sakhi. So he is so qualified. Hearing, I will be so much glad. Kanak Samput Bhari Tambul Karpur Bhari Yogaiva Adhar Yugale. Radhakrishna Vrindavan Ei Mor Prandhan. Here Narottam Thakur is praying that Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, all Sakhi, especially Vrindavan, all are my prandhan.
Wealth of my life.
Wealth of my life. Sei mor jivan upay. I am only living
by these means.
Without these things, without this service, I will wait. Kuch baitne ke liye hai wahan? Without Vrindavan, without the serving of Radha and Krishna, without Lalita and Vishakha, I cannot live for a moment. She is feeling and crying always in his so many kirtans. If any man has greed towards all these things, certainly he will weep, and there will be, he will feel separation. Actually, he will have no taste in other things of this world.
But we have so much taste for all this clothing, taking meals and all other things, praise. But he is telling that Radha Krishna, Vrindavan, all the companions of Krishna are my pran, life. So we should fill this if we want to progress in this.
यह पतित पावन देह मोरे यही धन तुहा बिना अन्न नहीं भाय.
He is telling to his Gurudev, Krishna, Rupa Raghunath and all others. Patit Pavan, you are Patit Pavan, I am Patit. Anyone should realize in doing bhajan that I am doing nothing, I am worthless. No? When we see, especially I see towards my mind, this I am doing no bhajan at all. A Kanishtha Adhikari sees that I am doing so much good type of bhajan. Madhyam Adhikari feels वो उसको एक्सपीरियंस होती है क्या ही रियलाइजेस दैट आई एम डूइंग नो भजन आई एम डूइंग सम भजन बट दिस इज नॉट लाइक ए भजन मध्यम अधिकारी इफ ही सो ऑनेस्ट देन ही विल रियलाइज इट And if he is Uttam Bhakta or Madhyam Uttam or Uttam, he will see that I am doing nothing. Really he will realize so. And he will weep always as Bhaktivinoda Thakur weeps, Narottam Thakur weeps, or Mangal ke. Billo Mangal or Radhara Sudhanidhi
Prabodhananda.
Always dating like Raghunath Das Goswami said, he will be shortened. What we are doing? Any feeling separation? To feel separation for Seva, at least of his Gurudev, for his Gurudev, she should realize some dipralambhava
separation.
I see that we don't weep, no a tear coming. So, he is weeping so loudly that keno achhay pran ki sukh lagiya narottam das keno nagelo mariya. There is a prayer of
Narottam Thakur.
Gora pahu na bhajiya mainu. I am so unworthy, unfit, actually doing no bhajan, doing only I am taking good clothes, good food, good sleep, and taking so much praise from others that you are a very qualified Vaishnava. But I think that I am worthy, unworthy for all these things. Krishna never comes in my heart. The fifth or sixth slok, of Sikshastra. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadaruddhaya jira. Pulikar nikitang bapuhukadatmanam grahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself telling. that when a day will come for me, that when I will tell Krishna, my eyes will be full of tears. There will be pulak there, gadgad here. Krishna, Krishna, I could not tell. Kri Kri, Krishna, Jagannath, Jaja, Gaga, Mahaprabhu is telling. So when this day will come? Do we pray like this? Pray? If not, we should do pray. We should pray for all these things. Why all things are not coming? Because our heart is like a stone. By offenses, so many offenses, so many anarths, and we are seeing that anarth is there. Kanishtha Adhikari will not see, but Madhyama Adhikari can see some of these things. And Uttam Adhikari will vividly see all these things.
So he is
telling that all these conditions will come if you will do mercy upon me, bestow mercy upon me. Tua bina anna nahi vai. I am seeing only the way that my heart will be so kumal,
soft,
will be so soft. And yag dravit ho jayega, dravit
will be melted.
Will be melted if you do mercy upon me. Otherwise, it is like a stone. Pasu paki jhure paasha na vidare suni jar guna gatha. A stone can
melt
if they will hear the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his pastime. I am hearing, but not my heart is melting. Then I am so much unworthy than a stone even. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through Jharikhand, and so many beasts, wild beasts and all other melted. They told Krishna, and being a man and devotee, our heart is not melting, not a drop of tear is coming. So he is very sorrowful. He becomes so sorry. We should also be sorry that all qualities should come to us for his seva. So Narottam Thakur is telling that Gorapahu na bhajya maini prema ratan dhan helaye herai. Devadish Kirtan, have you heard?
Yes, I heard. Prabhupada
singing. Gorapahu nabhajiyam enu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only 500 years before. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are in this world. So sincere devotees are there. They have come down in the Guru Parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, how they do bhajan sincerely. We have heard all these things by means of Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books. We have seen it. But I have no taste in doing bhajan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not doing service of Radha and Krishna. So I'm how wretched person in this world. Gurapahu na bhajiyamenu prema ratana dhan helai harai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought prema dhan to give us free. And he has done his hand let take, but we are not taking. In a so bina kimat ka, bina mulya ka,
without any value,
without any value, he is giving to us, but we are so wretched that we are not taking this prem. He is telling, prem dhat ratan dhan helaye harainu. He is giving, offering always, and we are not taking. Adhane jatana kari dhan te aginu. Adhane, the things which are not valuable, that are not wealth, we are understanding them wealth as wealth, and trying always for these things, but not for this prem dhan. We are not doing any effort, not sadhan bhajan. इसके बाद में क्या?
विषय
विषय and I am only by chanting the Krishna name, Gaur name, and doing sankirtan, it can be achieved. But we have no taste in also this. Vishaya Vishama?
Vish Satata Khai.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warning us. Narottam Thakur is also warning. All Goswamis are warning. Don't go towards Vishaya. Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Shabda, Sparsha, there are five. Vishaya. We test it by five
senses.
They are warning us, yet we do. Our mind does not obey us. It goes to taste all these things. So Narottam Thakur is telling that these senses are not obeying me. So what should I do? Narottam Das keno nagelo mariya. Why you are not dying? That in other birth, I will again try to do bhajan of Gauri Chandra and Radha Krishna. I see that in this birth I cannot do anything. I am so much papi, adham,
sinful.
So here, then he comes to 48, and we should end here. Now all are so easy. We will see that what a sloka we again can take.
But the translations here are not clear like when you speak. Even the easy ones.
I am beginning to appreciate this Tilak Kusumanjali is very special, because almost every verse it is the viewpoint of Gopi Manjari.
Yes.
So many other poems are Krishna or even Radha, but not this. Very thankful you're giving us this.
Raghunath Das Goswami giving his every words very deep meaning, and remembering past times regarding that word, Tambul, remembering the past times of Krishna when Srimati Radhika is giving Tambul to Krishna, or Krishna is giving. She's half-chewed things. After this sloka, it will come that she, when Tulsi went to Yashoda Bhavan, and returning from there, Krishna has given some prasad. Yashoda is giving some prasad. That
That was the minute. Yashoda is giving prasad to Dhanishta for Srimati Radhika and all sakis in the night. The speciality that Tulsi Manjari is seeing that Dhanishta is so near and dear to Krishna. When Krishna was taking all these things, anything by that Radhika has cooked it, so sweet, so fragrantful, and so tasteful. But Krishna takes in mouth and then gives it out, taking something, and rest he gets in the pot. At once Dhanishta knows that it is so sweet, but yet Krishna has done that mukh, his bhangi, that it is not so sweet. So Krishna gives his remnants in this pot, and skillfully Dhanishta takes it and mix in the pot that Yashoda has given in a pot, so many delicious things there. She keeps in that pot, skillfully she keeps, and takes it to Srimati Radhika. And especially that remnant of Krishna gives Srimati Radhika. Radhika gives a little to all the sakhis to this. She is telling that, can I do service like this to you? You bestow our mercy that I will be so able to do all this seva. If not seva, in remembrance he could come in my, your all these pastimes and services in my mind. I will be so lucky.